Hello and welcome to ROH Review, previewing ROH 18th year anniversary and ROH past versus present. I'm three-time pro wrestling author Oliver Newman.
And I'm pro wrestling journalist Stephen Jackson.
Yeah, it's two podcasts out of three. I'm rushing against time. Yeah, so this is being recorded on
The 3rd of March 2020.
So if anything is added after this point, we've missed it and we apologise. But I'm not around next week, so we needed this to be recorded to add in next week, which is what Stephen's going to do. So, yeah, we're recording on the same night, Stephen, so I know how you're doing. So we'll just go straight into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, coming up on Friday the 13th of March from Las Vegas is the ROH 18th year anniversary show. And, yeah, match is kind of in sync with this one. I think we'll start hot and heavy with the main event. ROH world title, Overkill / the Preacher's Son, Mark Haskins, against the new ROH world champion Arturo Blanco and La Fashion leader Roosh. What do we make of this match, Stephen?
I think this one's going to be a ton of fun. I mean, we saw with the main event for Gateway to Honor what the two guys can do. We saw that PCO and Mark Haskins, sorry, I keep saying PCO, they're not. Roosh and Mark Haskins is a match which we're really excited to see. It was a match we talked about, we'd really like to see. And great to see Mark Haskins, a UK wrestler, in the main event of a really major show, the anniversary show. I think that's a really exciting thing to be able to see as UK fans.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about this one. Lots of hybrid wrestling, high flying, hard hitting. Yeah, it's going to be good, this one. Good world match, world title match.
Yeah, this is the match we hoped for. I'm not sure who we wanted to be champion at the time. We, you know, with all due respect to PCO, we didn't want to see PCO versus Roosh 3 at this show, although we will see it in the future because he's probably got a rematch clause. Yeah, this is huge. You know, British wrestler being in the ROH world title match probably for the first time since Nigel McGuinness.
I would think so, unless there may have been some one up, maybe Matt Skull, probably.
Okay, so
Will Ospreay as well has, but still.
Oh, he's been in Norwich. Okay, so he's in good company as Mark Haskins, yeah, in terms of an ROH world title main event. And like you said, on the 18th year anniversary show, ROH is putting some steam behind Mark Haskins, and he's going to be champion before the year's out. A champion, definitely, maybe the champion. So, yeah, like you said, I said off air, and we repeated it on the ROH review episode 17 yesterday, that Mark Haskins is probably the best all-rounder in the company. Roosh has stepped up another level since turning heel. He's very like Kenta-esque in terms of like, He can finish things off, and this is what he did differently in the Gateway to Honor match. He didn't kind of run, stop, and kick him in the face. He hit him with the bull's horns and finished the match off. And that's how cerebral he's got to be in this match, because Mark Haskins could get this out of nowhere. And it's a main event. Yeah, it's a main event to really look forward to. So next up, we have the ROH World Television title match, and that is one third of the ROH World six-man tag team champions, Stephen's favourite wrestler, well, one of them, Bandido, against the Fashion member and the ROH World Television champion, Dragon Lee. I'm going to go first on this one, Stephen, before you do. This is going to be amazing. We saw an element of this with Taiji Ishimori involved in the G1 Supercard, and that was an incredible match. So a one-on-one match between these two wrestlers, you know, I'm going to say this, and we'll see if I'm right or wrong. This could be one of the matches of the year in ROH. And I don't think I can say anything more than that, Stephen. So throw it to yourself.
Just cannot wait to see this. The minute this was announced, I was just amazed, excited, unbelievable. They've had one match in PWG at Battle of Los Angeles, which was incredible, amazing stuff. This is going to innovate. This is going to just, for those fans who are going live, this is going to be an experience you won't forget.
You're worth the price of admission.
Absolutely. Dragon Lee's at its peak. It's for a title, so it's got stake behind it. This is going to be something else. Cannot wait to see this thing. Phenomenal. Already.
Absolutely. Next up, the ROH World Tag Team titles are on the line. Villain Enterprise is the villain, Marty Scurll. That's why there's bloopers, because you got to get those titles in. And the mercenary, Flip Gordon, against the ROH World Tag Team Champions, the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal, and the foundation, Jonathan Gresham, Stephen's favourite wrestler, and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, this one, once again, has got match of the night written all over it. With the right time, once again, could be a big contender, you know, for a match of the year kind of award later on. Yeah, four tremendous wrestlers, athletes. This is going to be good. Simple as that. What do you think, Stephen?
Yeah, technical wrestling, high flying wrestling, the student and the teacher relationship as well, like I've been talking about this evening, comes back into play. Two strong teams with great chemistry going at it. It's going to be something special again, this one. Really, really strong, hopefully a really strong match on the card. Really excited.
Absolutely. Next up is Adam Brooks, the debuting Adam Brooks from Australia against Business's Booming Slex. I'm going to have to throw this one to you, Stephen. Adam Brooks, somebody to be excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've not seen loads of matches from Australia on the independent scene, but he's always really impressed me. Great high flyer, dangerous sort of style, very much like Alex Zane in a way, that kind of hybrid-y style from him.
Yeah.
But he's excellent. And Slex, I mean, they will have matches together. I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, Slex, from what we've seen in Ring of Honor so far, he's incredible. Whether he gets a win here is another story. May not do. I hope he does.
If he goes 0-4, but if he goes, seriously, if he goes 0-4, it's really not good unless there is Shane Taylor interference or Shane Taylor Promotions, SOS, and Shane Taylor interference, and then Adam Brooks joins with him, like fancy booking, and then we get another roster member, because like Adam Brooks needs the winner on his debut, but Slex needs it so much more.
Yeah.
And sorry to cut into what you were saying, but I just needed your thoughts on Adam Brooks more so than talking about the match itself until afterwards. But he can't go 0-4. This
really
would be
excited
against Slex. So yeah, apologies about taking your time then, Stephen. But
you are the host.
Well. So this is a match that really has a lot of intrigue, because Brooks wants to win on his debut and Slex can't go 0-4. So
yeah,
really interesting stuff. Next up are the Briscoes against the Party Peacock, Dalton Castle, and the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. How do we see this one, Stephen?
Really excited again for this one. The Joe Hendry, Dalton Castle dynamic has been really interesting on the TV shows and the live events. Something may happen at the anniversary show. It may not do in their relationship. We'll find out. Also, with the Briscoes, you know, leading into the past versus present, which we'll talk about, there could be something there because they're facing off against each other the night after. Who knows what's going to happen this way? It's very unpredictable. Lots of elements up there.
Yeah, I think they can't miscommunicate in this match against the Briscoes, no. Because they will be eaten alive. But I really like. I know the Briscoes are really popular, but in terms of freshening up the character, I want them to turn heel.
Yeah,
I think that would be a really, really good choice. So yeah, it's very unpredictable. This match, like you said, the Briscoes are facing off in the main event of Past versus Present, which we'll get to. So if Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry can get a win out of nowhere in this one, you're looking at the new number one contenders for the ROH World Tag Team titles, aren't you? So yeah, unpredictable, a lot of intrigue. Next up, Dealer's Choice, Kenny King in Las Vegas' own Kenny King versus Dan Maff versus Bateman, the Righteous is Bateman, and Shane Taylor's promotion, Shane Taylor. So how do you see this one, Stephen?
Another really fun four-way match from, you know, what we saw last at Gateway to Honor, last show. Excellent stuff. Four guys, completely different styles, completely different dynamics and different parts in the company coming together for a four-way, and lots of implications as well going forward with various titles, what they could go towards. So really exciting and great to see Shane Taylor back in the ring as well after a while. So it'll be great to see what he can do in this four-way as well, maybe get some momentum to get back to that TV championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, four guys, two horses, one hybrid wrestler and one brawler in Bateman should make for a really cool recipe of wrestling talent, really. Should be a maybe like under the radar opportunity to be match of the night. And then the last match that we have announced, which is match number 7, is Nicole Savoy against Session Moff Martina. How do we see this one, Stephen?
I'm hoping that Nicole Savoy can get something else out of Session Moff Martina, some more of the wrestling out of her. Just because of our reservations with what we were saying in the previous weeks with Session Moff Martina, but it'll be an interesting dynamic, and it's definitely great to see Nicole Savoy on a pay-per-view and on the 18th anniversary show after she's been in the company for, you know, a few, you know, since the beginning of the year. So it'll be interesting seeing how that'll then play into the Women of Honor championship tournament, which she'll be part of. I'm excited for this one. Again, intrigued.
Yeah, once again, Nicole Savoy to bring out the wrestling side of Session Moff Martina. And then when she blows us both away, we'll be grateful that the character is as good as the professional wrestler is. So hoping for that too. So that's the card that we have. 7 matches as of the 3rd of March 2020. Unfortunately, if anything else is added, we haven't covered it. Match of the night, Stephen. How do you see this one?
Bandido and Dragon Lee. I interrupted. Yes.
No,
yes.
That's fine. Bandido and Dragon Lee. This is not just your match of the night. This is the capacity. If it goes 15, 20 minutes, this is your ROH match of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on from there, we have on Saturday the 14th of March 2020, ROH has done some incredibly great marketing in this instance, and they have produced Past versus Present. Not sure about the title, but it's one of those. And the matches are as follows. Mark versus Jay Briscoe. What do we think about this one, Stephen?
Oh, the fourth match between the two, I think, in the history of the company. If I'm correct there. I think the last time they faced off against each other, by my reckoning, was back in 2013 at Best in the World in the main event, if I'm right. Could be wrong there. That's the last match I remember off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. The matches they've had before have been fantastic. This is going to be brilliant. I love the fact that they were at the first show. We reviewed and covered the first match in Ring of Honor history, which involved both these men. So it's only, you know, special and fair that they're in the main event of the show, facing off against each other. Mm-hmm. Really excited for this one.
Yeah, I think this is the fifth match. So Honor invades Boston, 1 year anniversary show, Liverpool, then your best in the world 2013.
I missed that the first year anniversary show.
Yeah. I was there in Liverpool when they tore the house down. And that was incredible. I think it was a 30 minute draw. Top of my head. I think with everything, number five between Mark and Jay Briscoe is worthy of the main event slot, and they'll tear the house down. It'll be incredible. Next up is another match that I'm sure we're both really looking forward to, as the second ever ROH champion and the all-around best, Xavier, returns to Ring of Honor just over a 13-year absence to take on the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal. This is amazing. Jay Lethal called out Xavier. Xavier responded with a choices promo, which is one of the best of his career, really making Jay Lethal think about things. Mm-hmm. And he's not coming to mess around. I'll put it that way. He wants this ROH match. He wants to blow away the critics. He wants to show ROH management and the ROH fans that he should be here. He should be in ROH in 2020. Doesn't want this to be a one and done, I would imagine. He's coming with everything he's got against Jay Lethal, and this is the one for me. This match, this could be the match of the night, because Xavier hasn't got much to lose, and Jay Lethal has probably woken up a sleeping giant here, Stephen. What do you think?
Yeah, really, really excited. I mean, when this was announced, when Jay Lethal called out Xavier, I never expected him to respond. And then when, as you said, he responded, it was amazing to see that. And that promo was awesome. We all hark on about Samoa Joe's amazing reign in Ring of Honor as world champion, but Xavier was bar low-key who didn't really have much of a reign, but Xavier was like the first real Ring of Honor champion. So they, and facing the arguably the most, in the recent times, greatest Ring of Honor world champion in Jay Lethal. So there's a lot of history in this one.
And Samoa Joe's prodigy from back in the day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some real layers to this match already. And, I'm expecting this to really be something special. And seeing Xavier come out will be awesome. And, it's... I hope he's able to get a job from this, like Dan Mafted. I'm hoping he's able to get a job. I'm hoping he's able to I'm expecting him just to knock the house, blow the house down. Just brilliant. Can't wait for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up is the returning Notorious 187, Homicide, another guy who hasn't been in Ring of Honor for 6 years, I think it is, since 2014.
Yeah.
Against Villain Enterprises, Brody King. This is obviously two wrestlers, hybrid style, can wrestle any style. This is going to be a popcorn match, isn't it, really? You could just sit back, popcorn, and just watch it, because they will wrestle up a storm. All different styles, lucha. Both guys can do lucha. They can fight. They can wrestle. They can technically wrestle. They can submission wrestle. They can fly. this should be amazing. It's simple as that. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've had brief interactions in Game Changer Wrestling. I don't know if they faced each other there, but there's history between the two from up in New Jersey and things, from what I know. Yeah. But yeah, this is another match which, you know, is the real past versus present, in that it's the future of Ring of Honor versus the past of Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. And Homicide can bring, there's so many layers to him as a wrestler. I keep saying it's a layered thing, but there is. It could be hardcore, it can be lucha, it can be technical, and Brody King can be high flying, he can be a horse, he can, you know, this is going to be really, really good. And I'm expecting this to actually surprise a lot of people with, again, the intrigue of how this match is going to go. Which way is it going to go? It's really exciting.
Absolutely. And next up is another popcorn match for me and you. Doug Williams returning for the first time. He's been recent, hasn't he? He's been on some of the ROH like UK shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's returning against the Foundation and one of Stephen's many favourite wrestlers, Jonathan Gresham. Like I said, this is a popcorn match because we absolutely adore technical wrestling. This is a great like superseder of the Pure Wrestling title tournament coming up. And yeah, two brilliant technical wrestlers at the top of their game. Doug Williams said he was retiring last year. That's not come to be, because he's still in demand and still the best, you know, one of the best technical wrestlers in the world. And this will be up there in terms of technical wrestling matches with Alex Shelley, Jonathan Gresham one. What do you think, Stephen?
Yeah, can't wait for this one. You know, this is going to be catch-as-can style. This is going to be pure wrestling. Doug Williams is one of the, you know, forefathers of this sort of independent style, what we see, one of the forefathers of Ring of Honor. You know, in those early days in Ring of Honor, he had such an impact on the company.
Yeah.
And see him facing Jonathan Gresham, who's sort of the future catch-as-can style, will be brilliant. And I think what is most exciting as well about this one, again, is that I don't know which way this is going to go. And, you know, it really is, this will be a game of chess. It could go anywhere.
Absolutely. Next up is Delirious and Grizzly Redwood against the prestige one, Joe Hendry and the Party Peacock, Thorn Castle. This has got all-time comedy classic written all over it. I think it will start out that way, and then we'll see a little bit of wrestling before the match ends. But yeah, this is just, a comic relief match, I believe. And not to take anything away from any of the guys, you know, skills as professional wrestlers, but this is an opportunity to let those comedy chops go wild, isn't it, really?
Grizzly Redwood, we recently mentioned him in the Ring of Honor throwback, graduate of the Ring of Honor dojo, may have been one of the first graduates, to be honest, I think. So, really excited to see him come back into the company. He will bring a lot of comedy with him, as will Delirious. And Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle, just great at the moment on tear. The interactions between Dalton Castle and Delirious, I can't wait for. And it's just going to be a really fun tag team match and exciting to see, you know, where this one will go in terms of the actual action in the ring, you know, and the interaction with the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, we have the return of the Havana Pitbulls, Ricky Reyes, Rocky Romero, against Mexa Blood. So Bandido and Flamita, who is going to return from a torn meniscus. I don't see that happening. I think that Ray Harus might substitute for Flamita in this match, unfortunately. He's not returning from a torn meniscus in that short time. No. I'd love it to happen if he's safe, but I'm not sure. Not sure it's going to happen, but two different kind of wrestling teams again. Havana Pitbulls, known for like technical wrestling, brawling. Mexico for their flying and their their technique again. This is a quality match once again. Yeah. So what do you think about this one, Stephen?
Yeah, really.
I say that again, because I've just almost forgotten to talk about another match, but yeah, carry on.
really excited for this one. We've seen what Bandido has been able to do recently. We've seen what Rey Harus has been able to do recently. Two prominent stables as well in Ring of Honor, the Rottweilers and the Havana Pitbulls and Mexa Blood, Mexa Squad. So I think it'll have some interesting dynamics to it. And Rocky Romero, it's great to see him come back to the company in a wrestling aspect, because I can't remember exactly when it was when he last wrestled in the company, but he's always great to watch. I love Rocky Romero. I think he's so great at what he does. I do like Ricky Reyes, but Rocky Romero definitely is always fun to watch in the ring. So yeah, this is going to be another excellent tag match, I expect.
Yeah. Next up, we have Sumi Sakai versus Nicole Savoy, part 3. The first two parts have been fantastic. It was face versus face final battle fallout, and they tore the house down. Then Sumi Sakai turned heel and they tore the house down again in the second match, and in the third match, as long as there's a little bit of leeway time wise to give them, say, about 15 minutes, I'm sure they'll tear the house down again, and I can't wait to see this one.
Sumi Sakai, sort of the original Woman of Honor, facing Nicole Savoy, who's coming, and she could be the new face of Women of Honor with this new tournament, what's coming on.
Yeah.
And after all, I will say this as well, because we are rounded, but after all the bad PR and things with various parts of the Women of Honor division last year, it's great to see this tournament taking place and this match as well taking place, and just the actual promotion of the Women of Honor. So I think this is another match which can definitely hang there with the rest of the matches on this show from what we've seen, especially with Sumi Sakai being a heel now and not a babyface. It's going to be really, really exciting to see the third match in this field and where it'll go. So, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, is the return of Generation Next. They didn't work together in that faction's history, but they are tonight, on this night, sorry. Alex Shelley and Matt Sydal against Villain Enterprises, the villain Marty Skrull, and the mercenary Flip Gordon. Once again, this has the potential to steal the show. It'd be interesting to see Matt Sydal after such a long absence again. And yeah, they can... Shelley can wrestle, technically wrestle, so can Marty Skrull. Matt Sydal and Flip Gordon can fly. So it's a really great tag team hybrid match, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely the tail of the tape's going to be interesting when this match takes place, just to see how it pans out in terms of the similarities between the two teams. Two of the Brian Zane's top five stables as well in Villain Enterprises and Generation Next. So it's definitely, got implications between who the most important stable in Ring of Honor history are as well, which I think is really important dynamic to this match. And seeing Matt Sydal come back, he's just a fantastic wrestler. And seeing Alex Shelley, from what we've seen of him recently, he's phenomenal as well. So I'm really excited for this one and where this one will go. Really excited.
Yeah, and it was on the ROH app, but I'm rushing around, obviously, three podcasts in one night, so I didn't get it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And yeah, last but no means least, not to say it's going to start the ROH past versus present card, but another popcorn match as Overkill / the Preacher's Son Mark Haskins takes on One of my three favourite ROH wrestlers of all time, Paul London and CM Punk being the other two. The returning one-time ROH pure champion, the second longest in its history up until this point, Hurricane John Walters. And as you may be aware, this past weekend, I was honoured and delighted to be joined by John Walters and our ROH review interview series. So be sure to check that out on YouTube and on the BBGW pod SoundCloud. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. In this match, once again, I guess if this match was given to us before December, you'd think it might be a Stars clash, but with the Hello Wicked matches and the Alex Shelley match, and yeah, those two in particular, Mark Haskins can wrestle up a storm with anyone, and going up against one of the best technical wrestlers that's come down the pipeline in the last 20 years against Hurricane John Walters. Once again, a little bit of a prelude to the reinstatement of the ROH Pure title. Hopefully, Hurricane John Walters is in that tournament, but he hasn't been announced yet.
No.
This could be another show stealer. Mark Haskins has a hybrid style, but can technical wrestle. John Walters, you would say, would have a technical wrestling style as well, but the work that he did outside of ROH shows that he's even more rounded as a professional wrestler. So, yeah, this one really could steal the show. I'm really, really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, actually, like I said before, John Walters is a guy who I've seen certain matches from, but he's not a guy who stuck out to me as much as other wrestlers in Ring of Honor, which, you know, I'm really excited to see what he can bring in this match. I mean, I have seen him in Ring of Honor, but he
doesn't stand out. Shame on you, Stephen.
I know.
Shame on you.
But yeah, I'm really excited for this one, and I think this is a really good opportunity for Mark Haskins as well, in terms of the Pure title tournament coming up, and to show people his pure wrestling ability. I think that this one is going to be a really hybrid, interesting wrestled match, and just because one of the interesting things as well about the show is that none of the matches are actually taking place as either pure wrestling matches, any kind of stipulations. They're all standard matches, which mm-hmm. I think is interesting as well. So
yeah,
they're all just as they come, which I think is a really refreshing thing as well. No sort of gimmick matches or anything.
No.
So it will be good to see what they can bring in this match as well in that regard. Mm-hmm. And just before we finish off on past versus present as well, just a thought of what's come to me. Do you feel that the Code of Honor will be an aspect of this show as well, whether the Code of Honor will kind of come into play at all, like it did do back in the day, where it's going to have to be adhered to, or do you think it's going to be kind of overlooked due to its sort of significance in the early days of Ring of Honor?
I think it probably should be a huge part of it, shouldn't it? And the people who break the Code of Honor will probably get the worst reactions like it was back in the day. So, yeah, moving on to the match of the night for past versus present. How do you see this one, Stephen?
It's a really interesting one, actually. I think I'm actually going to go with one of my favourite wrestlers, Jonathan Gresham, against Doug Williams. Okay. I feel that's going to be a really interesting catch-as-can-style hybrid technical encounter, and something really refreshing, so I'm going to go for that one.
Absolutely. And for myself, given the amount of time that they've been able to build up this match and all the intricacies and stuff, obviously, for me, I think that the second ever ROH champion and the all-around best Xavier against the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal, and in terms of layered storylines, the protege of Samoa Joe, this one is going to tear the house down. And once again, given, 15, 20 minutes plus, possibly, they could have a under the radar match of the year. And with how things have started, obviously, Jay Lethal arrogantly called out Xavier. Xavier came back with the Choices promo. You know, how this match goes, I just hope it isn't a one and done match in this. I think you could have a feud between these guys that could be like brutal in time. I think the layered storyline behind the scenes of Samoa Joe's protege and all that stuff and the way, you know, Xavier is coming to break the face of ROH. Yeah, this could have, you know, implications for 2020. And I hope it does, because this is something we could sink our teeth into. And it would be amazing to see. And like I said, from Xavier's perspective, point to prove. And, you know, in 2020, can he go like he's always been able to go? And if he can, like you said, hopefully he earns that ROH opportunity contract wise, and he would definitely be a good person to have on the roster. Once he's somebody they don't have, so he would definitely be a good addition. And like I said, I think if given the right amount of time, this could be a really show-stealing match. So my match of the night for past versus present is the second ever ROH champion and the all-around best Xavier against the franchise Jay Lethal. Okay, so next up we have Oliver versus Stephen, parts 8 and 9. So we take it back to Friday the 13th of March and the 18th year anniversary show. First up, ROH world title, Mark Haskins against Roosh. How do you have this one, Stephen?
I'm going to have to go with Roosh, just given how recently he won the championship and get a strong defence under his belt. So I'm going to go for Roosh on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Roosh as well. I think there'll be some shenanigans. Mark Haskins comes close, but because Roosh has just won the title, I think he'll retain. Next up is for the ROH World Television Championship, Bandido against Dragon Lee. I don't really need to ask you this question, do I?
Tough one. No, it's got to be my boy Bandido all the way.
I think, much like yourself, this could be Bandido. I mean, if we look at it, Dragon Lee's had the title since Final Battle. This is, 3 months later, so that's a decent reign. It depends what they want to do with the faction of La Fashion. I guess just to go against you, I'll go with Dragon Lee, because they want La Fashion to maintain its status as holding a lot of ROH championships. Next up, the ROH World Tag Team titles, Villain Enterprises, Marty Scurll and Flip Gordon against Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham.
Lethal and Gresham for this one for me.
Lethal and Gresham, okay. I'm going to agree. I don't think you should take the titles off Lethal and Gresham unless you were two guys, one tag. Adam Brooks against Slex. How do you see this one going, Stephen?
It has to be Slex. He has to get that big win here. It has to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to say Slex as well. He can't go 0-4, even though he wasn't involved in the pinfall for the triple threat match bound by Honor. The Briscoes against Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry.
I see this being Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry again, but I know that you may think differently.
I'm going to go with Dalton Castle, Joe Hendry as well. I think, obviously, a little bit of friction before the past versus present match, because if they go in and they're all pally-pally, will the match... I suppose it could break down in the match and then turn into a fight, but we want to see the Briscoes fight, don't we? So Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry to get the biggest win of their tag team career. Dealer's Choice match, Kenny King, Dan Math, Bateman, Shane Taylor.
Shane to Taylor. I want him to come back with a load of steam behind him and get a really strong win. So Shane Taylor.
I'm going to go with Las Vegas' own Kenny King. This is his chance to secure that title shot. And with how he's been since we started the ROH view last November 2019, I think he could get the title shot and become the ROH champion. And then, once again, you're saying about Rouge versus Dragon Lee. What about Rouge versus Kenny King?
Yeah.
Nicole Savoy versus Session Moth Martina.
Definitely going to go with Nicole Savoy on this one.
I'm going to go with Session Moth Martina showing her wrestling skills and blowing us away. And apologise greatly to both ladies for almost missing you off. But like I said, two podcasts, not that much time. Okay, so past versus present, Saturday 14th of March, Las Vegas. Mark versus Jay Briscoe.
I'm going to go for Jay Briscoe. No, Mark Briscoe, sorry, on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mark Briscoe as well. I think he doesn't get his the credit he deserves for his singles wrestling ability. And I think maybe a little bit of dissension in the Briscoe ranks because Jay's been champion, world champion, and Mark hasn't. So, yeah, that'll be interesting, and that'll go into 2020 as well. Next up, the second ever ROH champion and the all-around best Xavier against the franchise of ROH, Jay Lethal.
I'm going to go for Xavier, and I don't think I've got to ask you your answer, have I, Oliver?
See, I'm not sure how this is going to be wrestled, because if it's heel versus heel, then they're going to out-cheat each other, aren't they? But for Xavier coming back and in the last couple of times he's got welcome back chance, I don't think he's going to be a heel. So it's a difficult one. If Xavier wins, then hopefully we'll see a follow-up. If Jay Lethal wins, he's winning by cheating, so that should add fuel to the feud. And hopefully they'll go that way. So my heart says Xavier, but my head says Jay Lethal's cheating his way out of this match. And then we'll see a full-blown blood feud between them in 2020, hopefully. So I'm going to go with Jay Lethal. Next up, Homicide against Brody King.
I'm going to go for Brody King in this one. I feel that he can get a really strong win over a Ring of Honor legend in Homicide.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brody King as well. I think he needs that singles win against an ROH veteran legend, former ROH world champion as well, and it could really set him up for 2020, although the whole PCO element of the ROH world title has been taken out, which is unfortunate because it would have led to a lot of intrigue, because Flip Gordon's got a title shot, Mighty Skrull wants one, and if Brody King beats Homicide, he's got to be in the picture, isn't he? Next up, Doug Williams versus Jonathan Gresham. I don't need to ask you how this one's going to go.
Gresham all the way.
Gresham. For me, Doug Williams, because he's going into that ROH Pure Talk tournament and needs some steam behind him. Delirious and Grizzly Redwood against Joe Hendry and Dalton Castle.
I'm hoping that Delirious and Grizzly Redwood get a strong win here. So that's what I'm going to go for.
Okay. I'm going to go with Dalton Castle and Joe Hendry, building up a lot of steam as tag team wrestlers. Next up, the Havana Pitbulls versus Mexa Blood.
I'm actually going to go for the Pitbulls in this one. I think that they're going to use their experience to out-wrestle Mexa Blood. So I'm going to go for the Pitbulls.
Okay. I'm going to go with Mexa Blood because Steven's favourite wrestler, one of them, Bandido, and that's shocking that you picked anyone except for the Mexa Blood. Alex Shelley and Matt Sydal against Villain Enterprises, Mighty Skrull and Flip Gordon.
I'm going to go for Villain Enterprises in this one. I feel that it's going to be a strong win for them against the veteran team.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Villain Enterprises as well. Nicole Savoy versus Sumi Sakai.
I'm going to go for, it's the third match. I think that Nicole Savoy will get a revenge on Sumi Sakai, so I'm going to go for Nicole Savoy.
Okay, I'm going to go with Sumi Sakai to take the 2-1 win because she needs something behind her for the ROH World Women's Title Tournament. And last up, Overkill / The Preacher's Son, Mark Haskins, against the returning one-time ROH Pure Champion, the second longest in history, and the guy I was honoured and delighted to interview, my third favourite ROH wrestler, behind Paul London and CM Punk, Hurricane John Walters.
Yeah, I'm going to go for John Walters in this one. I'm really excited to see him wrestle, and I feel he'll bring something exciting to the table, so John Walters.
Yeah, I can't go with anyone else given the description I gave before the match. And I really surprised didn't go with Mark Haskins because of the Pure Title Tournament, but I'm hoping this is a great showing from John Walters, which I'm sure it could be, and then he ends up with a space in the ROH Pure Title Tournament. So hopefully you're not doing anything on the 10th or the 11th of April, John. Can't see it in audio, but I'll put a thumbs up then. Okay, so that is, that's everything there. Links and plugs wise before we head off. Once again, a very proud part of the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast team. Thank you very much for hosting us. They are available to follow on Twitter at BBG Wrestling. The main podcast at BBGW Pod and the website bbgwrestling.com. We have a partnership with powerslam.tv. 6,500 hours of professional wrestling from 140 plus promotions. Feel free to have a month on us for free using the code BROKENFREE. For yourself, Stephen.
Yeah, so you can, as being a pro wrestling journalist, you can find my work at The Wrestling Estate. So if you search us on Twitter, at The Wrestling EST, you'll be able to see my most recent article, which has been published today, which covers the second season of the Dark Side of the Ring documentary series, some picks from that, some predictions. But if you search us on Google at The Wrestling Estate, you'll be able to find coverage of WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, the independent scene. We have a weekly newsletter which you can sign up for, and each week we have a weekly roundtable which all the team take part in, and we cover a different topic, and the answers are posted on the website which we discuss.
Absolutely. And yeah. For myself, I'm a free-time pro wrestling author. In my first book, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, I was at the ROH show Unified in August 2006. I was in the same hotel as the ROH wrestlers in 2007, and I was at the Liverpool double shot in March 2007 too. In my second book, A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE. Excuse me, I'm always hesitant to talk about this book because it's not ROH based, but it has ROH alumni in it. So if you want to know what AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, etc. are up to, be sure to give this a read. And my last book, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. I was at the Orlando double shot in 2008, and I fantasy booked the ROH alumni, my modern day favorite wrestler, who's making a special appearance at Past versus Present, Paul London, to the main event and to the World Heavyweight title. And these three books are available on paperback and Kindle, and Kindle Limited for free. And if you want them signed, contact me on my Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. So, yeah, and lastly, our social media for the ROH Review, Twitter at ROH Review, Instagram at ROH Review. We have a Facebook page now, facebook.com/ROH Review 2019, because that's when we were established in November 2019. We have YouTube, one of those awkward links, which we'll put in the description. And we have email as well, rohreview@outlook.com, for your feedback, your questions and your comments. And contact us on any of those social medias, and we will we'll interact with you. And yeah, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Hopefully no more matches are added to the 18th year anniversary, but if they are, we sincerely apologise. And yeah, Stephen, I'm sure, did a great job, you know, solo hosting ROH Review episode 18.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Stephen. I'm speaking to you from the past, in the future.
You are.
Yeah, so I'm sure he did a great job with that. I'm really interested to see how he does when he flies solo, because he hasn't done it before. And yeah, we hope you've enjoyed the preview of the 18th year anniversary and past versus present. We're looking forward to the shows, and we hope you are too, and especially after these previews. We hope you enjoyed the interview with one-time Pure Wrestling champion and the second longest in history so far, Hurricane John Walters. And yeah, we'll be back next week with ROH Review episode 19, with the review of the ROH 18th year anniversary show and past versus present, and hopefully an interview for the weekend as well. Until then, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you so much for your support. 10,000 listens is absolutely incredible plus. And yeah, I guess the only thing, because we've got through it and we've just mentioned it, Paul London's making a special appearance. So we'll just talk about it quickly. Paul London's making a special appearance on Past versus Present. How do you see this one, Stephen?
Oh, couldn't say in the slightest. It's going to be exciting seeing Paul London back in Ring of Honor, though, after so long. And hopefully this time we'll end up with two boots of David Richards on his in his face, hopefully. But yeah, no, I'm excited. Always love seeing Paul London. Such a great part of the Ring of Honor roster of old. He's always entertaining. So whatever he comes up with is whatever he comes for. It'll be exciting.
Yeah, and like I said, this just wasn't mentioned and we were flying through this, so apologies about that. Yeah, just hope it's the beginning of something, because he could bring so much more to ROH once again. He's not my modern day favorite wrestler for nothing. He has everything. He had everything needed to be a world heavyweight champion. That's why, you know, I fancy booked him there in my book. Yeah, just hope the special appearance turns into an angle. I guess more so than a match. But if Paul London was in a match at Past versus Present, I think I'd have the biggest smile on my face that you would ever see. So, yeah, can't wait for that to happen. Past versus Present just looks incredible. Not to take away from the 18th year anniversary show, but this is what we're on board for, isn't it, Stephen? Past versus Present was the one for us. And then the ROH Pure Talk tournament to come as well. So, huge year 2020 for Ring of Honor, and we can't wait. So, once again, thank you very much for tuning in to the ROH Review, and we'll be back with you soon. And that is my second podcast of three done, with 10 minutes to spare.
Brilliant.
Thanks, everyone. Wow. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.